कुंज बिहारी राधा माधव हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे राम हरे राम हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा जय पंचतत्व पंचतत्व जय पंचतत्व पंचतत्व जय पंचतत्व पंचतत्व जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय प्रभुपाद नीताय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल गौर हरि जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य स्तोत्र शतश्री श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य स्तोत्र शतश्री श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्त सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी ठाकुर प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णववृंद की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय। श्रील अद्वैताचार्य आविर्भाव महामहोत्सव की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी ऑल ग्लोरिस्ट असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरिस्ट असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरिस्ट असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरिस्ट टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्णा। वेलकम ऑल द डिवोटीज फॉर टुडे मॉर्निंग क्लास। वी आर टुडे टेकिंग अ वर्स फ्रॉम चैतन्य भागवत ऑन द ओकेशन ऑफ श्री अद्वैताचार्य's अपीयरेंस डे। दिस इज चैतन्य भागवत आदिखंड चैप्टर 2 टेक्स्ट नंबर 84। अत एव अद्वैत वैष्णव अग्रगण्य निखिल ब्रह्मांडेयार भक्ति योग धन्य अत एव अद्वैत वैष्णव अग्रगण्य निखिल ब्रह्मांडे यार भक्ति योग धन्या अतएव अद्वैत वैष्णव अग्रगण्य निखिल ब्रह्मांडे यार भक्ति योग धन्या ब्रह्मांडे यार भक्ति योग धन्य अतएव अद्वैत वैष्णव अग्रगण्य निखिल ब्रह्मांडे यार भक्ति योग धन्य मतयिस अतएव अद्वैत वैष्णव अग्रगण्य निखिल ब्रह्मांडे यार भक्ति योग धन्य अतएव अद्वैत वैष्णव अग्रगण्य निखिल ब्रह्मांडे यार भक्ति योग धन्य ट्रांसलेशन Therefore, Advait Acharya is the best of all Vaishnavas. There is no comparison to his devotional service in the entire universe. Purported by His Divine Grace, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Srila Prabhupada. For all these reasons, Sri Advaita Prabhu is the first and foremost of the Vaishnavas. He is famous as the topmost devotee in the entire universe. In this world, there is no devotee engaged in the service of Hari like him. He is personally Vishnu Tattva and as an Acharya, he is an incarnation of a devotee and as good as Hari. Om Jnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपां सागरजातां सगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्रीराधा कृष्ण पदां सगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमा ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामीन इति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरत्विषे नमः हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यः एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। अत एव अद्वैत वैष्णव अग्रगण्य निखिल ब्रह्मांडे यार भक्ति योग धन्य। Therefore, Advaita Acharya is the best of all Vaishnavas. There is no comparison to his devotional service in the entire universe. This beautiful verse is taken from Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat Adi Kanda, written by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. This verse comes in the second chapter, wherein Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur is just about to begin the glories of appearance of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. But before that, it is mentioned Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur takes the opportunity to first glorify the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda Balaram, and thereupon also glorifies Srila Advaita Acharya, without whom Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would have not come. So today in our discussion, we will first discuss beautiful tattva about Lord Sri Advaita Acharya from Chaitanya Charitamrita, and then we'll also discuss some beautiful pastimes of Sri Advaita Acharya's beautiful relationship with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So as we all know, in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami has enunciated 64 items of devotional service. These 64 items is a manual for every devotee in Gaudiya Vaishnava of how he can lead his Krishna consciousness life and go back home, back to Godhead. So among the 64 items of devotional service, there is one item where Srila Rupa Goswami mentions about celebrating festivals. There are many items rather. Celebrating festivals, celebrating following Ekadashi, celebrating appearance day celebrations. And Srila Prabhupada mentions in his summary study of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Nectar of Devotion, that by following these festivals, Janmashtami, Nityananda Dashi, etc., etc., and Ekadashi Vrata, and also appearance day of Acharyas and the Lord, there is a certain amount of mercy which extra flows on that particular day. So when a sadhaka, he very joyfully performs these festivals in his life, then he can advance in Krishna consciousness more faster on this particular day. And therefore you find Srila Prabhupada has beautifully enunciated all these festivals in the Vaishnava calendar which ISKCON devotees follow. So therefore, every now and then we get an opportunity to celebrate some festival. It's a Mahotsav. Whole throughout the year you find the Vaishnava calendar is full of Mahotsav. Something or other happening. Either the festival of Lord's appearance or devotee's appearance or Ekadashi Vrata. So therefore we take it very important in our life, not just because Srila Rupa Goswami has mentioned in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, but Srila Prabhupada has emphatically addressed it, that ISKCON devotees need to follow these festivals so that they can advance very fast. So one of these most important festivals which we celebrate in our Gaudiya Vaishnavism is the appearance of Srila Advaita Acharya, which is today, because it marks the beginning of Gauranga Mahaprabhu's festival. As you all see, we begin today with Advaita Acharya's appearance, and the next week immediately there is Lord Nityananda Prabhu's appearance, and therein after Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu's appearance. So this is the whole Gauranga era which is going to begin with Lord Sri Advaita Acharya's appearance. So as we take up the tattva part, the philosophy, which is very important, because we need to know who is this Advaita Acharya in tattva. So we also want to importantly, emphatically prove this point. In Kali Yuga, not just one Lord, but three Lords, they came as devotees. Right? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came as the original devotee. Lord Nityananda Prabhu came as expansion, first expansion of devotee. And Advaita Acharya came as incarnation of devotee. So three Lords appear in Kali Yuga as devotees. So what is the reason for that? His Holiness Kadamkaran Maharaj in one of his lectures was mentioning a very beautiful point. In his travels, he came across a beautiful story of a saint. So this saint was not happy in the way the general people were practicing spirituality. So one day, to prove a point to all the people through an example, he picked up two buckets and he walked exactly in the midst of a big crowd. And everyone was surprised because these two buckets were unique. In one bucket there was fire which was burning, and the other bucket was full of water. So they were thinking that fire and water together, so they asked this saintly person, what is the purpose of carrying two buckets amidst us? What is the reason? And the saintly person said, this fire, I want to use this fire to burn heaven. And I want to use this water to cool off the burning, rather the fire in the hell. So one fire is used for burning the heaven, and the other is to extinguish the fire which is happening in the hell. So everyone was surprised. No one much mattered with it didn't matter them with the extinguishing the fire in the hell by putting water. That's good. But what about burning the heaven? Why need to burn heaven? So the saintly person said, most of people who are practicing spirituality, some of them, they practice spirituality with the understanding that by practicing spirituality, we'll get the benefit of achieving heaven. So the benefit is to go to heaven. And some people practice spirituality out of fear of avoiding hell. So you're mentioning that basically, more or less, maximum people are into this mood that spirituality is for benefit of heaven or to avoid hell. So I want to finish up both these concepts so that the real concept of spirituality, which is to develop love of Godhead, can be established. People have forgotten the essence of spirituality, which is to develop a dormant awakening of God consciousness within everyone's heart. And people are more into benefit and avoiding disaster in their life in spirituality. So our Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta is all about this whole idea of how we need to go beyond these rituals and understanding the purpose of spirituality, that is to develop Prema Pumartho Mahan, Krishna Prem, in our life. So in the discussion of Advaita Acharya, the 6th chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita in detail gives the tattva of the glories of Sri Advaita Acharya. Chaitanya Charitamrita Grantha begins the Adi Leela. The first chapter is all about Mangalacharan, the auspicious prayers. The second chapter, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj, he establishes the tattva of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in terms of how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is seen from the various angles of Shastra and scriptures. His identity is established based on scriptures. There in third and fourth chapter, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami mentions in the third chapter the external appearance of Lord Gauranga, and the fourth chapter is the internal appearance of Lord Gauranga. And the fifth chapter is glories of Lord Nityananda, and the sixth chapter is glories of Sri Advaita Acharya. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami takes all time in his life to first glorify who the Panchatattva is before unfolding the pastimes of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So in this chapter, this beautiful chapter, there are various points. We will take these 4 points which Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami enumerates. First is, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami mentions about the position of Advaita Acharya. Second, he mentions about how Advaita Acharya was instrumental in bringing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to this material world. And third point, he mentions the significance of the name of Advaita Acharya. And lastly, the fourth point, he mentions what devotees in general can learn from the life of Advaita Acharya. So taking back to the position part, discussing about the position, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami woos out beautiful verses in the glorification of Lord Advaita Acharya. In Chaitanya Charitamrita 6th chapter, which we are discussing, this is the 4th verse which Kaviraj Goswami quotes. Mahavishnu jagat karta mayaya yah srijati adha tasya avatar evayam advait acharya ishwarah. Lord Advait Acharya is the incarnation of Mahavishnu, whose main function is to create the cosmic world through the actions of maya. Srila Prabhupada mentions elsewhere in this Chaitanya Charitamrita scripture that Advaita Acharya is the incarnation of both Mahavishnu and Sadashiv. And Prabhupada enumerates that he is the original Purusha of the material world and original Shiva of the spiritual world. The original Shiva of the spiritual world is Sadashiv and original Purusha of the material world is Mahavishnu. So this is a combination of both Mahavishnu and Sadashiv. Then ahead in the further enumeration, it is mentioned in the 27th verse, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami quotes a beautiful analogy, example of Advaita Acharya's greatness. He mentions in the 28th verse that Jiva Nistarila Krishna Bhakti Karidan Gita Bhagavate Koila Bhaktira Vyakhyan. What is the purpose of Advaita Acharya's appearance? He had come to offer the gift of Krishna Bhakti to everyone. And for this reason, Advaita Acharya was constantly preaching from Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam to everyone. So, we find here that Srila Advaita Acharya had the same Lord had come from the spiritual world and also from this material world, they combined and came as Advaita Acharya. Regarding what is the reason Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, it is mentioned that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, elsewhere it is mentioned that three reasons are there for the external appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So one is the reason is that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come because he had to give the Yuga Dharma of this age, which is chanting of the holy names of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. The second reason is he had come because he wanted to deliver the pious and annihilate the miscreants. Samhavami Yuge Yuge. And third reason mentioned is he had come because there was a fervent call of Advaita Acharya. And Srila Prabhupada says, out of these three external appearances, the most important appearance, external factor was that Advaita Acharya had fervently called Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to appear in this age of Kali Yuga. The third point mentioned in the sixth chapter is significance of this name of Advaita Acharya. So this beautiful verse is here. In the fifth verse it is mentioned, Advaitam Harina Advaitad Acharyam Bhakti Samsanat Bhaktavataram Ishamtam Advaita Acharyam Ashray. Kaviraj Goswami mentions, because he is non-different from Hari, he is called Advaita. Dvaita means different or two. Advaita means non-different. He is non-different from Hari, therefore he is called Advaita. And because he preaches the cult of devotion, he is called Acharya. He is the Lord and the incarnation of Lord's devotee. Therefore, I take shelter of him. So, in this way, there are beautiful verses mentioned in the sixth chapter of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, wherein different reasons why Lord Advaita Acharya is named as such. And finally, coming back to this point of what as a sadhaka, as a devotee, we can learn from the life of Advaita Acharya. So the first first point which is enunciated in the verse number 12 by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is Jagata Mangala Advaita Mangala Guna Dhama Mangala Charitra Sadha Mangala Yara Nama. Being a reservoir of all auspicious attributes, Sri Advaita Acharya is all auspicious for the world. His characteristics, activities and name are always auspicious. So by hearing about Advaita Acharya, we create auspiciousness in our life. Either hearing about his name, fame, pastimes, etc. So this is one benefit which can gain from hearing about Advaita Acharya. We can learn from Advaita Acharya's life. Second is that Advaita Acharya teaches a unique bhava. What is the bhava of Advaita Acharya? The bhava of Advaita Acharya is that he is fully engrossed in service. Even though his Lord himself come as a devotee, but he is serving the original Lord. His mood is that I am servant of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Dasya, not just bhava, dasya abhiman. He is proud to declare himself to be devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, Srila Prabhupada says in one of his lectures that a devotee should not be proud of anything because we are insignificant jiva in this material world. We need not be proud of our achievements, but we need to be proud of our connection. our connection is with Gaudiya Sampradaya, our connection is with Prabhupada. That pride we can carry, that I am so insignificant, but yet in this life I got an opportunity to get connected with such a beautiful Sampradaya. Advaita Acharya gave that example to all of us. He forgot the position of himself being Mahavishnu Sadashiv. He always glorified himself as a servant of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In fact, in one of the verses, Advaita Acharya mentions this beautiful thing, that how, Radha Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami mentions that how Advaita Acharya glorified Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by his body, by his mind and his words. Right? If you just analyze, in English we can call it BMW, body, mind and words. So before this BMW came in this world, Advaita Acharya already has told us about BMW. That BMW, when we use, we can go back home, back to Godhead. So Advaita Acharya used his words to declare boldly to the whole world that I am servant of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then his mind, he was constantly thinking that I am servant of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then by his body, he was engaged in serving the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and preaching the message of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this way, Advaita Acharya gives a brilliant example for all the devotees to follow of how we can be a perfect servant in the mood of Advaita Acharya. Dasya Abhiman. So there are many, many more wonderful verses which is mentioned in the sixth chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita enunciating the glories of Advaita Acharya. We wish also to discuss some beautiful pastimes of Srila Advaita Acharya because today is his appearance day. It is mentioned that Srila Advaita Acharya, he was born to Nabha Devi and Kuvera Pandit. So Kuvera Pandit, he was a devotee of Lord Shiva. And because he had no children for a long time, he prayed very earnestly to Lord Shiva. He was not just an ordinary devotee of Lord Shiva, but he had complete understanding of Tattva of Lord Shiva. He knew who Lord Shiva is, Vaishnavana Yatha Shambhu. With that understanding, Kuvera Pandit decided to worship Lord Shiva and begged that if Lord Shiva could come as his son. So in response to that prayer, it is mentioned that Lord Shiva appeared, Sadashiv appeared as Advaita Acharya in the house of Kuvera Pandita and Nabha Devi. So this happened in Sri Hatta, which is in Bangladesh. And it is said that Advaita Acharya was in Sri Hatta in Bangladesh. Then he moved on to Navagram, very close to Sri Hatta. And there his beautiful childhood pastimes took place. One of his beautiful childhood pastimes is mentioned in the book Bhakti Ratnakar, which is mentioned that how Advaita Acharya as a small boy would play. And one of his best friend was the king's son, the king of Navagram. He had a son and they were best friends. So in the playful time, Advaita Acharya and his friend, the king's son, would always go around different places. So one time they entered into the temple of Durga Devi, Chandi. And being in a temple, this king's son offered obeisances, but Advaita Acharya did not offer obeisances. The king said, you should offer obeisances, this is Durga Devi, this is our goddess. But Advaita Acharya did not offer obeisances. So the king's son became a little upset. He went and complained to the king that this Advaita Acharya, son of Kuvera Pandit, thinks he is a very big person, proud. He dares not to offer obeisance to Durga Devi. So the king, I don't know why, but he took it very seriously. He went and complained to Kuvera Pandit that I am the king of this place. Your son is not offering obeisance to Durga Devi. This is complete offensive. So I order you to tell your son to offer obeisance to Durga Devi. So Kuvera Pandit goes and tells Advaita Acharya, better offer obeisances, what's wrong in that? I cannot offer obeisances. Said, if I offer obeisances, then something wrong will happen. Because Advaita Acharya knew very well, who is Durga Devi? His own wife. Right? But because he was forced, as soon as he offered obeisances, the whole deity cracked. Chandi Devi came out, shouted loudly and disappeared. And Advaita Acharya turned around and said, my dear father, we should not stay in this village. Soon this village is going to get doomed because Durga Devi has disappeared from this place. We should move out of this place. And as a reason of that, Advaita Acharya with his father and his mother eventually came to Shantipur and resided in Shantipur near Mayapur. The king later understood that the person who I reprimanded is not an ordinary boy. So he came running to Shantipur to take help because the whole village had got ruined. And then understanding the importance of Advaita Acharya as a small boy, it is mentioned the king took shelter of Advaita Acharya, became his disciple. And eventually he also moved from Navagram and shifted to Shantipur and started rendering service to Advaita Acharya. So these are the beautiful childhood pastimes of Advaita Acharya, how he manifested his pastime as a young boy, as incarnation of Lord Shiva. It is mentioned that when Advaita Acharya grew up, his parents left their bodies. So Advaita Acharya decided to go to Gaya to perform pinda for his parents. And during those travels, Advaita Acharya met Shripad Madhavendra Puri Goswami. And there he accepted him as his guru and took initiation from him. So that was the connection of Advaita Acharya with Shripad Madhavendra Puri. And later on, Shripad Madhavendra Puri, whenever he came in the area of Bengal, he would always come and visit the house of Advaita Acharya in Shantipur. And as a result, Advaita Acharya would regularly perform every year the Vyasa Puja of Shripad Madhavendra Puri. In fact, it is mentioned in the scriptures that the biggest festival of Shantipur would be the appearance day celebration of Shripad Madhavendra Puri. And as a result of still, that festival is still going on even now as tradition. There is Shantipur festival which happens after Gaur Purnima. And in that festival, Advaita Acharya, the whole temple was doing festival, but now our International Society for Krishna Consciousness got involved and now ISKCON devotees go and perform huge food for life and big kirtan there. Every year they shoot around 50,000 plates of Kichdi Prasadam. So this is how Advaita Acharya would glorify his spiritual master. So Advaita Acharya, he was a very respectable Brahmana in the Brahman community. In fact, he was a leader of Brahmana community in Shantipur. Advaita Acharya had a house in Shantipur and he also had a house in Mayapur. So he would travel from Shantipur and Mayapur, and wherever he would go, as I mentioned earlier, he would preach the message of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavat and try to make people devotees. So it is mentioned that when he was traveling and preaching Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam everywhere, he found one thing which was very depressing for him was people were not interested in understanding the real tenets of spirituality. People were more or less inclined to rituals, what they will gain from them, heavenly pleasures or avoiding some disasters. In fact, spirituality had gone so low in that region, it is mentioned that people would chastise others if they practice spirituality seriously. They would say that it's not required. Why are you trying to do too much in spirituality? So things had all run down, and the devotees, there are some devotees in the Mayapur who were also getting affected, and they approached Advaita Acharya. And Advaita Acharya preached vigorously to try to bring these people back to senses. But it was very difficult for Advaita Acharya. This is an example, Advaita Acharya in Leela. He is Lord himself, but is finding it difficult to preach. And Advaita Acharya decides that now to change the situation, I need to call the original Supreme Personality of Godhead here. And only by his coming here will things change and people will get benefit. And that's the time Advaita Acharya decides to sit down on the banks of Ganges and do some tapasya. So while doing tapasya and reading scriptures, he comes across a beautiful verse in Gautama Tantra, which mentions that Lord can be very easily pleased by offering Tulsi Dal and Ganga Jal on Shaligram Shila. So Advaita Acharya had a beautiful Shaligram Shila, the Narasimha Shila. So he took the Narasimha Shila and sitting on the banks of Ganges, he offered Tulsi and Ganga. So that was the external thing which we see, offering Tulsi and Ganga. But our Vaishnava Acharya has mentioned that it was not just the external ritual. He was actually very intense in his bhakti. So it is said that Advaita Acharya first, he offered prayers. When they did not work, he pleaded to the Lord to come. When that did not work, he started roaring loudly and calling the Lord intensely to come to this from the spiritual world back to this in this material world to appear as Lord Gauranga. So because Advaita Acharya was so much determined to bring the Lord, the Lord agreed to come. Therefore, we sing this beautiful bhajan, sung by Narottam Das Thakur. Daya karo Sitapati Advaita Gosai. Tava kripa bale pai Chaitanya Nitai. It is the mercy of Lord Advaita Acharya that Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared in this beautiful setting of the Kali Yuga, where he appeared as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and propagated the Sankirtan of the holy names of the Lord. So, yeah. Advaita Acharya, his main contribution in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya is that he exhibited the mood of a devotee in the mood of servitude. As I mentioned earlier, Advaita Acharya knew very well, and he had potency himself to actually preach and to make people devotees. But he showed that as a devotee, he took a humble position and allowed the original Lord to come. So, Shaman Pooja mentioned his beautiful point in one of his lectures earlier, that if you see the mood of the Pancha Tattva, every time Lord descends, he descends as primarily one incarnation, maybe one or two, but main is one, the Lord Ramachandra or Lord Krishna, right, Varaha Dev, Vamana Dev, Narsingha Avatar. But in Kali Yuga, three Lord come and they come as devotees. Why? Because the strategy for the age of Kali Yuga is not to use power. The strategy for the age of Kali Yuga is to come together and with one's devotion try to conquer people's heart. It is not winning over, it is to conquer one's heart. And as a result, when five of them came together, three Lord's energy and Lord's pure devotee, five of them came together, it is mentioned they broke open the treasure of love of Godhead, which was hidden for millions and millions of centuries. He broke open and gave everyone without any criteria, eligibility criteria, throw open the whole treasure of love of Godhead for everyone to take benefit from. So, Advaita Acharya, it is mentioned that Advaita Acharya was elder to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by 52 years. He was even elder to Jagannath Mishra also, who is father of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, Advaita Acharya, when he came to know Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, it is mentioned that Advaita Acharya was in Shantipur that time. And he sent his wife to go ahead and welcome the Lord with a lot of auspicious paraphernalia. Meanwhile in Shantipur, Advaita Acharya was feeling so joyful that he started dancing in Shantipur. He called Haridas Thakur, who was very close in the Fuliyagram, and both of them had kirtan, just two of them had kirtan. And no one was understanding why these two are dancing just like that. But they were dancing to celebrate the appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Srila Advaita Acharya decided, because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared in Navadvip Mayapur, better I shift my house from Shantipur to Mayapur. So he came to Mayapur and stayed there. And he waited for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to exhibit the qualities of a devotee. As we all know, initially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu unfolded the scholastic pastime of a great pandit. So he was initially playing naughty pranks, then he became a great pandit. Advaita Acharya and all devotees were waiting for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to manifest his pastimes. As soon as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested Sankirtan mood, then all the devotees joined and they would have night kirtans in the house of Shiva's Thakur. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, what we are doing, night time we are sleeping, let us do kirtan. So night time they would do kirtan in the house of Srivast Thakur and daytime they would go out and do Haridam Sankirtan. So Advaita Acharya was very much present. Now, because Advaita Acharya was very elder to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and because Advaita Acharya was the god brother of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's guru Ishwarapuri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would very much give respect to Advaita Acharya. With Advaita Acharya he did not like, because he was always considering himself to be servant of Lord Chaitanya. So it is mentioned that many places Advaita Acharya did lot of things by which he could show to the whole world that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually considers him as servant of himself. One example which is mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavat is that when Advaita Acharya was too much bogged down by the respect which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was offering, he decided to move from Mayapur back to Shantipur. And in Shantipur, purposefully, Advaita Acharya started preaching the Mayavad philosophy. And this preaching of Mayavad philosophy, and there was a huge audience which was coming to hear Advaita Acharya. So when the news reached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he became very angry. Haridas Thakur, when he heard this news, he was just smiling and laughing because he knew it was a trick of Advaita Acharya to attract the attention and mercy of Lord Chaitanya. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very angry and ran and came to Shantipur along with Nityananda Prabhu. And when he came, from very far away, he saw Advaita Acharya delivering a discourse on Mayavad. And Advaita Acharya saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come. And then he became more louder and more aggressive in his tenets of Mayavad philosophy. And Mahaprabhu came and he started beating Advaita Acharya in a very loving way. And Advaita Acharya claimed to everyone, "Now you have seen in front of everyone, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has accepted me, that I am subservient to him, therefore he is beating me." So in this one instance, Advaita Acharya showed to the whole world that this is how he felt very happy to be a servant of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There is one more instance mentioned in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Chaitanya Charitamrita, which mentions that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was showing a lot of respect to Advaita Acharya. So Advaita Acharya moved to Shantipur without telling anyone, including Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when he went to Shantipur, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was thinking, "Where is Advaita Acharya?" And someone told that he has gone to Shantipur. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew why he has gone to Shantipur, because Advaita Acharya did not like that Mahaprabhu respected him. So at a particular time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was showing his beautiful opulence as Supreme Personality of Godhead. He asked Srivas Pandit's brother, Ramaya Pandit, that go to Shantipur and tell Advaita Acharya and his wife that the very Lord he had called and pleaded to come has come to Mayapur. What he is doing in Shantipur? He should come and worship me. So Ramaya Pandit went to Shantipur and told Advaita Acharya that Lord is calling you to worship him in Mayapur. So in Shantipur, Advaita Acharya became very happy. And immediately he came with Ramaya Pandit to Mayapur. But before going to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told Ramaya Pandit that I will hide in the house of Nandana Acharya. And if he is the Lord, he will come to know where I am hiding and he will call me. So Advaita Acharya and his wife, they both hid in the house of Nandana Acharya. And when Ramaya Pandit went to tell Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Advaita Acharya has come, but he is hidden somewhere. And Mahaprabhu said, "He doesn't know. Tell him that I am Supreme Personality of Godhead. I know where everyone is. Go and tell him that he is in Nandana Acharya's house. I know him and therefore he should come immediately and worship me." So Ramaya Pandit comes running and tells Advaita Acharya that Lord Gauranga has already revealed where you are hiding. So now there is no need of hiding here. You can come and meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Advaita Acharya and his wife comes and they fall at the feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it is mentioned Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glorifies Advaita Acharya. And Advaita Acharya takes the opportunity to in turn glorify Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and offer full worship, offering tulsi, offering offerings, aarti to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, bearing the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lifts his lotus feet and puts on the head of Advaita Acharya. And Advaita Acharya is pleased by this whole endeavor. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asks Advaita Acharya, "Advaita Acharya, I need to give you some boon. Ask what you want." And Advaita Acharya said, "Your descent to this material world itself is a boon for me and for the whole mankind. I don't require any boon from you." But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "No, you would ask something from me." And that other time Advaita Acharya mentions that, "I wish that you propagate this Krishna consciousness not just in one place but all over the world. Let every living entity in this Kali Yuga benefit from a Sankirtan movement of yours. But don't give this benefit to people who are envious of your devotees and those who are envious of devotional service. Avoid them." And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very pleased. And he said, "Yes, definitely. By your I'll fulfill your words and go all over the world and give this beautiful gift of Krishna consciousness to every person in this world, every town and village." So this was how we can see the connection of Advaita Acharya's not just bringing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu this material world, but also pleading Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he should move beyond Navadvip and go out and also give this Sankirtan movement, this give the whole mankind an opportunity to participate in Sankirtan Andolan. So this, there are beautiful pastimes mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita as well Chaitanya Bhagavata about Advaita Acharya's appearance. I would like to make a small connect here of our Srila Prabhupada with Advaita Acharya. One connection which I remember is Srila Prabhupada had said this in his conversation, that one time Srila Prabhupada got an opportunity to play a role in a drama depicting the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. And in that drama, Srila Prabhupada played the role of Advaita Acharya. So Prabhupada was very happy and pleased to get the role of Advaita Acharya, and he played it very nicely, Prabhupada said. And also, there is one more instance where in Shantipur, there was a pujari during Srila Prabhupada's time who was serving the beautiful deities of Advaita Acharya, the deities of Narasingha Shaligram, and also the Madan Gopal deity of Srila Advaita Acharya there. And he would often see there was one old gentleman who would regularly come, sit in one corner of the temple hall and just chant for hours together. And he chanted in such a mood that this pujari would not feel to just go and ask him who he was, because he felt that this devotee is very much intensely chanting, so I should not disturb him, ask him who is he. So he never disturbed him, but this devotee kept coming regularly and chanting, and sometimes he would watch this devotee also would shed tears while chanting the holy name. But he always observed that this person is regularly coming and he is engrossed in the holy name, praying to Sri Advaita Acharya. After a few years, suddenly he found one day one saffron-clad sannyasi coming in and sitting in the same place and chanting. And then now he saw that this is the same person who used to come before in white, now he is wearing a saffron. So he went and offered obeisances and then asked him, "Who you are? I have been watching you for a long time." And Srila Prabhupada said, "I am Bhaktivedanta Swami. I am a unworthy disciple of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada." And that was the first time they got introduced after so many days, after so many months of coming. And then he mentioned that, "Please pray. I am praying to Advaita Acharya because this is the place where Advaita Acharya, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityanandi all met. This is a meeting place. And where they discussed the strategy of spreading this Sankirtan Andolan all over the world. So I have come here because tomorrow," he mentioned, "tomorrow I have got a free passage ticket going on a ship, cargo ship from Calcutta to America. I do not know what I will do there. So I want mercy of Advaita Acharya. So I am coming regularly here to beg for the mercy of Sri Advaita Acharya so that he blesses me, because he was the one who brought Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to this world. He was the one who urged Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to go all over the world and preach Krishna consciousness. So by his mercy is possible. If his mercy is available to me, I can do something in the mission of my Guru Maharaj." And that was it. Srila Prabhupada left, and for some years this pujari never saw Srila Prabhupada. Up until one day, he started seeing a unique sight where some foreigners were coming dressed as Vaishnavas, coming to Shantipur and taking darshan. So because he was a very simple and humble pujari, not much of going and meeting people and talking to them, he never asked them who they were. But he was surprised, how come suddenly people from foreign wearing dress of a devotee, Gaudiya Vaishnava devotees, started coming to Shantipur. So our devotees were so enthusiastic, they would distribute books everywhere. So they went and distributed books to him also. They gave a BTG copy and he purchased that BTG copy. As soon as he opened the copy, he saw Srila Prabhupada's photo in that. And he said, "Who is this?" He said, "This is our spiritual master. He was the one who came to America and preached all over the world. And now we are his disciples." And he became so happy. He could make a connection, you know. That same person who was an old man in white, he was intensely praying, and then he came as sannyasi. Then he was asking me to pray for him. And now this is here. This is Acharya, spreading mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world. He became so happy that immediately he went to Mayapur. He went to Mayapur temple and he met the devotees there, authorities there, and told this whole story to the devotees there. So this is how we can see that Srila Prabhupada also had a special relationship with Advaita Acharya. And therefore, in today's, at this time, today is a very special occasion where we are celebrating the beautiful appearance of Lord Advaita Acharya. I was hearing a lecture of one devotee. Was mentioning this beautiful point that there are three levels of heart. One is the biological heart, then beyond that is the emotional heart, and beyond that there is the real heart. The biological heart is that heart which pumps blood. People are more conscious of their biological heart, calories, jogging, exercise and all. But beyond that heart is now people are more conscious of emotional heart, a seat of emotions, anger, seat of compassion. So people are now talking about that emotional heart. And they want to connect with people. They want to be having more positivity. So these are something which people are working now. These are all today's motivational speakers also more speaking about this kind of heart, emotional heart. But beyond this heart is the real heart. And that heart is yearning for connection with Krishna. People have not reached that heart. People are just now going beyond biological and go to emotional heart. This is what I was mentioning, a beautiful point. Srila Prabhupada, all the Vaishnava Acharyas in the Gaudiya Sampradaya, they are speaking from the level of the real heart. Because unless that connection comes with Krishna, anything beyond that, even an emotional, will give satisfaction only for a short time. It will give some temporary satisfaction because the real connection is missing. Right? The real connection is our connection with Krishna. So the whole Gaudiya Sampradaya, including Sri Advaita Acharya and down now to Srila Prabhupada, they work on this one principle of connecting our real heart with Krishna consciousness. And in this way we can see that how Srila Advaita Acharya's appearance is a great opportunity for devotees in Krishna consciousness to start their preparations. Every year we celebrate Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, but we need to also again and again start preparing our consciousness. One time Radhanath Maharaj was mentioning this beautiful point in Janmashtami lecture that we celebrate Janmashtami every year, but actually one day we should really celebrate Janmashtami from our heart. And that Janmashtami celebration is we should invoke the presence, the appearance of Lord Krishna in our heart. Janmashtami should be not just celebrated outside, but that Janmashtami should be celebrated in our heart, where Krishna appears in our heart again. So every festival when we celebrate every year, we have to again recheck ourselves, how we can get benefit of this festival again and again. So as we begin the festival of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance soon, we start that consciousness, that thoughtful process of how we can connect Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when we begin the process on the day of Advaita Acharya's appearance. It was him who brought Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to this material world. And it is him, by praying to him, we can actually see that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears in our heart as well and makes us allows us to take shelter of the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Thank you so much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Advaita Acharya Avirbhava Mahamotsav ki jai.